Tennessee still moving to green. Thanks for joining us again, everyone, with today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox.
Currently, we have 9 E85 pumps for consumer use in the state. A lot of those were made available through this program, and those are spread out through the state. And, of course, that list is currently being updated all the time. There are also around 39 B20 pumps that are for consumer use.
Kyle Holmberg with the Tennessee Department of Agriculture is the state's biofuels market coordinator, and he says with the state's Green Island Corridor grants, more and more consumer alternative fueling stations are coming online.
We're trying to get these fuels available not only to Tennessee consumers, but also travelers through our state, and that's really where the Green Island Corridors grant program comes in. What we're trying to do is get a alternative fuels filling station within about 50 miles on each section of every interstate that runs through Tennessee. That'd be anywhere there's an interstate corridor. We're trying to make those fuels available.
And there's no doubt Tennessee's interstate system is one of the most traveled in the country. And Kyle Holmberg says the state is also actively recruiting biofuel processors to locate their plants here.
And so now what we're trying to do is recruit these businesses, these production facilities, to come to Tennessee. And if we can get them here, we have several great incentives for them. You know, we have a rich heritage in agriculture, so that makes feedstocks available to make these fuels. We also have the Mississippi River, which is a big part of moving product, and the interstate system here is phenomenal. We can move trucks up and down the road, and a rail system that can also, you know, transport materials.
And you can find out much more about the state's alternative fuels initiative by logging on to bio10.org. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.